Ladies and gentlemen, the new president of the National Press Club is Bryson Rash, and while that may sound like the name of some minor disease afflicting teenage boys, it actually is a person. He is employed and paid by NBC News. He is the new president of the press club, and in our shop, this fact has brought both pleasure and consternation. He got his first job when he was 12.
I'm Buster Brown. I live in a shoe. That's my dog, Ty. He lives there, too.
Yes, that was Bryson, the original Buster Brown, in 1925, a fact he wishes we didn't know. And then, with fame and riches almost in his grasp at the age of 12, he blew it.
I'm Buster Brown. I live in a shoe.
I'm sorry, kid. That's it. Your voice has changed. You're through. You're fired.
But what about my dog, sir?
His voice has changed, too. You're both fired.
Then there was the high school romance, and he thought he might become a musician.
Betty, I've been working on something as sort of a surprise for you. I thought maybe I might be able to win your love this way. Listen. Well, what do you think, Betty?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Bryson, but I'm afraid there's someone else.
You mean...
Well, he lost the girl who, incidentally, and this is the truth, was Betty Grable, who married Harry James, a better trumpet player. And he also lost interest in music, or it lost interest in him, so he started college, got a part-time job as a piano salesman, and in this capacity called on Helen Trouble, then a voice teacher in St. Louis.
Gee, I sure hope Miss Trouble's home here. Knock on the door and see. Boy, this door-to-door piano salesman stuff is for the birds. Let me put this thing down. Miss Trouble, my name is Bryson Rash. I'm your friendly door-to-door piano salesman, and I'd like to show you the wonderful
virtues.
And so, as
poor Bryson tried to sell Helen Trouble her piano, hard times had not left Bryson yet. For, as Bryson was demonstrating the piano, the lid fell down on his fingers, as you will observe here.
That was the end of his career as a piano salesman, and from then on until this day, it has been steadily downhill.